This footage that you have shows one person after another being dragged out and attempts at treating them. Describe the injuries that you saw.
As I said, I was going up and down just trying to get an overview and making sure some of the people I knew were okay. And, you know, like, it was very chaotic. I just know that when they call us like a hate boat, this is insane, because obviously we were there to bring humanitarian aid to Gaza, and they were the ones using live ammunition to the point when they did the autopsy, the people who are found dead, they had like 30 bullets. So can we say the Israeli Navy and the commanders, they came to play ball with us? No, they came to kill. They wanted to take over the ship. And we were actually, according to some research, the ship was even fleeing because we didn't want this kind of like heavy confrontation. But they came in the middle of international waters and overpowered us.
We're showing some footage now, which I want to describe for radio listeners, of a clearly wounded man. He's on the ground. He's been wounded in the chest, and they are trying to treat him on the ground of the ship. And now we see a woman speaking. The woman saying, don't use violence against the civilians. People are sick. Of the assault have challenged Israeli military claims that soldiers acted in self-defense after rappelling onto the lead ship, the Mavi Marmara. Some say Israeli troops opened fire before boarding the vessel. Passengers on other ships in the flotilla say they were threatened at gunpoint.
And so I saw the Zodiacs approaching the Marmara, then they were up against it and immediately heard explosions. This was before... You know, this was almost immediately after we heard that, or we saw them approaching. So they really didn't have time to enter before we heard these explosions. Not only concussion grenades, but opening a fire.